Tim Flanagan here with Amanda Kramer, another episode of Winning Through Culture. So this episode's going to be a conversation. Amanda and I were having a discussion and a question arose that I started to answer. And I said, let's make this into a podcast because I think the topic is very relevant. So welcome, Amanda. It's good to be with you again today.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
So the question, I don't know if you want me to frame it up or if you want to try and rephrase it, has to do with how do you get from a decision to be intentional about your culture to a robust, focused intentionality where you might have a person like you on your team. We have the great benefit of having you be the champion of the culture, but we didn't start there, right, which is really the genesis of your question. So I don't know if you want to frame the question up or you want me to.
Yeah, no, I will. So I think when we're thinking about being intentional as a leader and this conversation that we've been having around building a foundation, really more, I guess, laying a foundation for winning through culture, you really have to take a step back and look at where you started and be open to the fact that there is an attention, a time, and a resource component, whether you have a person, like you said, like me, or you don't. And not every business owner, entrepreneur, anyone who might be listening to this podcast, everybody's going to be at a different level of investment capability. And so when you think about a time before me, which I know you don't really love to think about, which is very sweet and endearing, but when you started on this journey of being intentional about culture, I think it would be great if we could talk a little bit about how some of those resources either came through other parties in the organization or really had to start with you.
Yeah. So the question really is life before Amanda 5 years ago and how culture evolved. And I think it's a great question because you have repeatedly reminded me in the construction of our podcast and the episodes we run that you got to crawl before you walk, you got to walk before you run, and we got to bring things back to the beginning. So the question did kind of give me pause because I definitely remember the last 5 years, and it's fair to say the benefit of having someone like yourself that's intentionally focused on culture has allowed us to go way far beyond not. But let's go back to the world where there was not an Amanda.
Right.
The burden of this, as it would be for anybody listening to this podcast that's a leader that doesn't have the construct of someone like you, the burden is on the leader. And I think part of it is, and I'll talk about resources because that's evolved over time as well, but I think certainly part of it is, again, an intentionality. And I've said this in previous episodes, and I'll probably say in future episodes.
Just means that you're consistent.
Well, it's important that it evolves in the sense that your first decision is, you know what, I'm going to be intentional about this. I'm not going to just allow what is in the business, because as we've talked about, every organization has a culture. It's just a question of how intentionally formed it was. So the first step as a leader is making that intentional decision and say, you know what, this is important enough that I am going to take a responsibility of leadership, not only to have the conversation, but to really craft the vision and then enroll the rest of my team in the vision of the type of culture we want to have. So that is the first step. And it can be an overwhelming step if you start to think about all the things you could potentially do. And I think to your point in our conversation before we started this podcast, it's not about the number of things you do as much as it is about the quality of perhaps a few things you do very well.
And the interactions that you have with the people that you've enrolled, whether that be an associate, an employee, an advisor, whatever your organizational makeup looks like. I actually, in the conversation that I had with Jordan Peace, he and I were discussing this concept, right, of when you're starting an organization, you hire those first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people, and you really want them to be aligned with the core values that you've established for your organization. And then you really just need to duplicate those individuals. If they are, right, again, aligned, as we've discussed in the past and tying this back to EOS as well, but right people, right seat, you really want to make sure that they're a good fit for your organization. And then there will almost be like copies of those individuals if you are starting out. So it's important that you are intentional from the very beginning, and the fact that being very present in those interactions with those first few individuals that you're enrolling into your dialogue is extremely important.
Yeah. And again, that intentionality as a leader early in the journey is deciding what you do value as an organization.
Yeah.
And that as a leader is, you know, your imperative responsibility, opportunity, whatever word you want to use to describe it, but it's your decision, because that is going to then ultimately inform, if you haven't been intentional and now you are, the first thing you've got to look at once you've made that decision of this is what we're going to stand for, this is what we value, or this is what our values are, is do the people you have on your team align with that? Do they reflect that? And again, that is early in my journey of trying to figure this out, even when I hadn't made a decision to be intentional. So we're going way back. Sometimes you know what your internal compass is and your internal value structure is. You've tried to impress that upon your business as a leader, but it becomes very clear who the people on your team are that are aligned with that and aren't.
Right.
And that becomes kind of the first step, is to your point about replicating, you do need to have people on your team that represent what you say is important and what you value. And that's not always easy, because you could have a very talented individual on your team that contributes to the business that in fact is total counterculture to you, what you said is important. You could conversely have somebody that is very much aligned with the culture, but is, you know, they struggle to get their job done or make a contribution in the business. And so it's not just as simple as saying, oh, their values align with the organization. They have to be somebody that also gets the job done. This isn't all about just a feel-good thing. This is about...
Right. You are running a business.
Yeah, getting results. Getting right. Results is obvious. So that's, I think, as the question you proposed to me that had me pondering, which led to this podcast, was you got to go back to the identification of what's important to you as a leader, what you want your organization to stand for. And then you got to start looking around and seeing who's on the team that aligns with that, because those people are going to become your early culture champions. Those are the people that are going to become the foundation of your intentional efforts.
Well, and as you onboard new individuals to your team, whether that's your leadership team or just in your organization as a whole, those new people are going to be looking at those more formational employees to say, okay, those are the guiding individuals in this organization. So as we've discussed, and you and I talk about this a lot, you know, you can say all these great things, you can have core values on the wall and people can walk past them. But if the people in your organization are not living the core values or are not living that thematic purpose that you've established, kind of your non-negotiable, so to speak, then you really are going to have an uphill battle, because those people are going to look and then ultimately mimic what they're seeing in that population. So it's really important that if you don't have people that are aligned with your core purpose, passion, or core values, however you've established it, because everybody's at a different phase. And I know we've talked a lot about how do you create a vision for a culture, then what does that operating system look like to make sure that that's sustainable? If you're starting from square one and you're like, okay, so here's the expectation I've set so far, and here are the people that are on my team that are helping me execute it, you really have to take a hard look and say, are they truly aligned with why we do what we do, why we get up every day, and why we ultimately started the business in the first place?
Yeah. And I think the key thing, going back to, again, the genesis of when you make a decision to be intentional about this, my advice and counsel to a leader is don't make that decision and the next week make a proclamation, because you hit on something very important, Amanda, and that is, if there's not alignment and you don't do anything about it, quite frankly, you're better off having not done any, you know,
right.
Your culture already is, just let it be and don't put any energy into this, but if you're going to be intentional as a leader, make a personal commitment to yourself first, and then start the steps of identifying, do the people in the organization reflect that culture first? And then if they do, great. If they don't, what are you going to do about it?
And are you willing to have some difficult conversations?
Or are you willing to tackle that reality? Or is it time to say, you know what, I'm not going to be intentional about the culture because I'm not ready to deal with that? And I think too often, as it relates to many podcast episodes on this topic, I don't want people left with the impression that it's like, oh, I'm going to be intentional about culture this week. Next week, I'm going to tell everybody what it is. And the third week, it's going to all be good. Because it doesn't work that way.
No, it definitely takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And we're still working on it. I think that's an important thing to note, that that's, again, a primary focus of mine and the organization. But if there wasn't a role like mine at this firm, there would still be that intentionality and that growth pattern that has to happen. We're constantly coming up to situations where we still have to have some difficult conversations about what we stand for and what we don't stand for. And that's something that's going to ebb and flow throughout the course of any business.
That'll be an always thing.
It will be.
As long as you're in business every day.
Yep.
You will be dealing with that. So that's that first piece of intentionality, and then kind of doing the internal work as a leader and really assessing what you have. That's the first job. I think before you go on a grand proclamation, it is finding those people in the organization that are aligned around this, asking them, as we've talked about in previous episodes, questions about what it is, you know, that they see, what do they value, what areas do they think can be improved upon. You then begin to build a nucleus of people on your team that you can lean into to start to move the culture intentionally in the direction you want to go.
Well, and one of the things that I feel you do extremely well is being where your feet are when you're having a conversation, whether it's a staff member, an advisor, a home office partner, whatever that might look like, that interaction for you before you had me and a senior leadership team and all these other, what I would consider culture ambassadors for the organization. It was heavily reliant on you and your interactions as you were building the business. Can you talk a little bit about some of the resources or even some of the concepts that your mentors have shared with you about really being present in those dialogues when it is a single person that is also the leader that's responsible for kind of carrying the weight of taking this intentionality forward?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is obvious, but needs to be stated, is you've got to model the behavior you're looking to have reflected in your culture.
Right.
Most of the time, you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to get it right all the time. There will be challenges, but you have to be the first champion, if you will, of the culture you desire, and you have to be willing to defend it. I would say that's the first thing, is you walking the talk and not just talking and operating incongruent with what you say is important. Again, never be perfect. You'll have to be ebbs and flows. I would say that's the first thing. I mean, I think specifically, for me, again, early in my journey, I had an idea of what I wanted, and I did start talking to some mentors of mine specific to a firm like ours in the financial services industry, and I described the type of culture that I was looking for. And again, my faith was a component of it, so that's, again, unusual. Admittedly, certainly it was 15 years ago, and I was hopeful that one of my mentors would say, oh, go talk to this person or go talk to this person. They've already done it. But everyone said, wow, I don't think anybody's ever tried that. I'm not even sure you should try that.
You're being a pioneer.
You know, integrating your faith into your business. So I got nothing for you. And in fact, I would say the common theme then was, do not venture into that territory. So at that point, now it's clear, yeah, we're a pioneer. There's no roadmap.
That's why we're trying to provide that,
well,
right?
Yes, we are trying to provide one through this podcast, and particularly in 2022, is not just great conversations, but a roadmap. So that really began, again, leaning into core values, getting talent alignment, which was an up and down thing, and always will be, but I think we've come a long, long way and certainly super thrilled with where we are now. And again, it's because of that intentionality. Early on, your resolve sometimes doesn't match your desire and challenge of things overwhelms you and you don't keep the resolve and you kind of fall back. We don't do that now. And that's the value of time. And again, having more people aligned around a common vision of success and a mission and values.
Well, and as you have progressed down this path, right, starting 15 years ago, fast forward to 5 years ago, there's been an evolution of talent you've been able to bring in the organization. Your mentor opportunities have changed. You've had people come into your life, exit your life, and then some that a lot of times you'll hear people come in for a reason or a season. And I think that it's valuable to share that you might have someone, as you mentioned earlier, that's a great culture ambassador, but at some point either has a different vision of success for themselves and they move on, and kind of dealing with how it shouldn't be reliant on just one person. I know we talk about you as a leader in the beginning, me here now, my intentionality there, but we have built a team of people that live and breathe not only the core values of our organization, but at the end of the day, really just want to, and this is, I know from a talk from one of your mentors, and we've discussed it before on a podcast, but leaving the campsite better than they found it. And whether that means that they're here for 15 years or they're here for a year, I think it's really important that when you are talking about as a leader, not trying to do everything for everybody all at once, but really focused on those, especially in the beginning, those few things that you can do that really move the needle. And for generational hiring, which is definitely a topic of consideration, when you are being intentional about your culture, making sure that that dialogue is happening in the recruiting and interviewing process.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you every single culture conversation that I have, and I know we've discussed this as well, I'm constantly asking them where they find value in the organization and ultimately what they want to produce into the world. And sometimes you get the business answer and sometimes you get the, I want to help people. And it's kind of the smattering of answers. But I think that as a leader, if you are intentional about asking that year over year, that's one small thing you can do no matter where you are in your journey of building your culture that you have an opportunity to build on.
Yeah. You mentioned something earlier, Amanda, and that I do think clearly people want to be heard. And one of my favorite books of all time, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And you know, one of the habits is seek first to understand, then be understood. Which behind it has the whole principle of active listening. And that is, I think, again, foundationally that any leader can do. You don't need any book. You don't need a podcast. You just need to be a good listener. And I think part of that foundational aspect culturally of building that is developing the ability to hear people and the ability for people to be heard and to know that they're heard. And that does ultimately inform culture. And I think, again, kind of the simple steps one can take in the early part of the journey is just be a good listener and pay attention. Not only pay attention to what people say, pay attention to what they do, but also pay attention to the nonverbal aspects of their communication.
Yeah. Even if you need a code word or, you know, say like, okay, when I say X word, or I'm going to raise my red flag button here. And it's definitely something that I need you to focus on and pay attention to. That's okay to establish too with anyone that you're in a relationship with, whether that is from a vendor perspective, a staff perspective, just anybody in your organization, make that agreement up front to say, hey, I am here. I want to learn from the experiences that you're having. We're working on building this culture together. But if for some reason you feel like I am not seeing or hearing something that's very important to you, please wave that flag. Let me know so we can have a dialogue around it.
Yeah. And that's the hard part in the formative stage. It's never easy, but in the formative stage, you're probably going to have a vision of a culture you want and find there's a pretty big gap between where you actually are and where you want to be. At least that was my experience. And having those conversations, you're probably going to get some feedback that's going to be hard to hear. And again, goes back to resolve. Is it something you're really willing to commit the time and the energy and the effort to? Because I think it requires all three. It's not something that develops overnight. It's not something that happens without a fair amount of intentional effort, and that requires energy. So that's that, again, that early stage, if you will, that startup phase of an intentional culture is just really about listening, paying attention, making moves to align the culture through the people of the organization and their values, how they show up in their work. And again, no profession of perfection and all that. There are going to be, and I can think of many in my past where there was either a mistake I made or somebody did something that was out of alignment with the culture. And in many respects, at least the way we've focused on forming our culture, there is a little bit of an element of getting a second chance. If you have that, it gives you a little bit more grace to deal with the more challenging people situations, if it's appropriate. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't.
Well, we're excited to be on this journey with all of our listeners. It is definitely something that we clearly have explored and continue to have dialogue around. And laying the foundation is not something that you just do once.
Yep.
It definitely is an ongoing evolution to come back to and say, you know, maybe I would hope that there isn't, but maybe there's a crack somewhere and you have to repair that. And really, again, going back to your comment about second chances, there are going to be times in which you as a leader really do have to give yourself grace. So really take an opportunity that if this is something that you are engaging in or are thinking about starting to be intentional with, that you focus on like one to three things that you know you can do and you can commit to and that you can model. Because at the end of the day, again, that replication, those first few people that you bring into the fold as it relates to whether you're working to align a culture or build it from scratch because you're starting a business, you really need to be conscious of those replications because those are the people that everyone after them are going to look at and say, okay, this is what it's like to work here. This is what is acceptable. This is what's not acceptable. And that's very important as you're working to remain and be relevant and then also be impactful with those that you're surrounding yourself with.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that kind of organizing my comments here, it's be intentional and decide this is something I'm going to put the time and effort and eventually resources into. Take some time to reflect on what it looks like without making any grand proclamations. Find who is aligned with that culture and have conversations, which are free.
Right.
Be a good listener in those conversations and even outside those conversations. That is free. No money needed, just bring yourself and be present and put your device down. Be present, listen. And then I think if you do those things, eventually you do want to have a little bit more intentional discussion around what the culture of the organization you desire to be and an acknowledgement of maybe where it is and start as a leader just modeling the behavior, having the conversations, rewarding what's aligned with that culture and addressing what's not. However that may look, if it's a people issue or a process issue or a personal relation issue, and just addressing that. And all of that is free. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it doesn't require anything other than time and intentionality. I will say, you had asked a question earlier, Amanda. I mean, one of the great resources that helped me, and the timing was probably very divinely inspired at about the same time you and I were meeting, is C12. In my C12 group, we had a segment 1 month on culture. Yeah, they have great segments and they have all kinds of worksheets and data validation. So if you're kind of an intellectual data person, the facts are why you should focus on this is there. If your visionary ideas of how to create that vision are there. And that did definitely, that was really the deciding moment for me. So that was probably 6 years ago. And I'm like, all right, we are going to do this much more intentionally. And then again, good news is not that long after I met you and I was like, and this is the person that can help us do this. Because it was tiring to be doing it all myself as the leader. And now again, what you've done, fast forward 5 years from when we started working on this, is we've really inculcated a lot of the elements of a culture in the entire organization. And that's, you know, it is a living, breathing thing. It's not a set it and forget it. It's a everyday attention. It's basically a set of relationships and values and behaviors. And that needs attention every day.
Every day, every interaction, every, do you have a minute? Can I come in your office, close the door every single time?
Some days you're going to add to the culture. Some days you're going to take away from it. And, you know, the net is you want to be growing in a positive direction. So I guess my concluding thoughts for this episode are, as a business owner, a leader, and again, even if you're not a business owner, you're a leader in an area of a company, you want to focus on intentionally creating a culture. And I kind of gave you the steps here, all of which are free, don't require any special skills. I guess listening is a skill to be developed, but we all do have two ears. So using them appropriately to listen, all that can be done by anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hope that you found the content on today's podcast impactful and relevant. And we look forward to being with you as we continue this journey and helping you build and grow a winning culture. And we'll be sharing with you in the next few months the next steps as it relates to this roadmap that we consistently talk about and are really laying down as we progress into 2022 further.
Thank you, Amanda.
Absolutely. It was great to be with you, Tim.